You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and this is episode number 474.
And today's a quick fire episode about all the questions from YouTube.
Indeed it is, and thank you very much for joining us. Boy, he slipped that in there very, very nicely. Well done.
I just had to get that in there because today is about a quickfire episode about all the YouTube questions that we get all the time, and some of them are just kind of stupid, but we're going to answer them anyway.
Ooh, that's harsh. Not stupid.
They're not stupid. There's no such thing as a stupid question.
Absolutely not. There is not.
I just want to see how fast I can talk and make it work.
All right. And that's just the only thing you think of when you're talking really, really fast? No, we actually have a lot of questions, and we don't get to all of them, so we apologize for that. There are a lot of questions on YouTube.
And this is by far our fastest way to get to all of them.
It is the best way that we can think of to get to all of them, or as many of them as we can. We don't get to all of them even doing this. But guys, if you really want your question answered and you're throwing it in there on YouTube, send it in to askdroneyou.com. Better chance of getting it answered there.
Definitely, but a very special and slow thank you for our sponsor, mm-hmm. who would be very mad if I spoke about them very quickly. So, who are we talking about? Videoblocks.com. If you're like me, you make videos, produce videos. You need an establishing shot, a segue, maybe some copyright-free audio, maybe some loops, some sound effects. All of the ancillary stuff that you need for your timeline, you can get from videoblocks.com/drone2016.
Indeed.
Why? You get all those things that I just talked about, 115,000 clips and audio clips and video clips and B-roll for one low annual price, and you save $100 off of that. It's normally $249 for VideoBlocks and AudioBlocks.com for an annual membership, and this time it's only $149 for both because you watch our show, because you have a drive for drone knowledge. So check out VideoBlocks.com/drone2016.
Check them out. Great stuff. I'm sure you'll find stuff that is useful.
All right, Rob, I'm ready to quick fire away.
All right, we're going to jump right in.
So many YouTube questions. I like the fact that we're kind of answering them here on the podcast.
Yeah, so we better be quick here because my computer's about to die.
Awesome.
All right, so let's jump right in. So this relates to the video about camera settings for the Inspire 1 and the Phantom 3. And by the way, you're going to notice that some of these are actually older podcasts, but we're going to still do some of these questions because they're at least somewhat relevant. So he says he had a problem with his Phantom on the 4K settings. He's talking about the 3, but I would think it would still apply to any of the Phantoms. And when he looks at the playback in the movie image, or the images, they're shaking, but it's not enough to not be able to save it. He just wants to get rid of the shaking, and he's asking, could that be a camera settings issue? And to that you say,
probably not.
Probably not.
I'm not there to see it, so it's kind of difficult, but if you're having camera shake, it's probably you, not
or a
the
gimbal?
Camera.
Could it be
it
the gimbal?
It could be the gimbal. Okay, he could turn his yaw gain down because most people get the camera shake because they're actually moving the yaw. An ND filter is going to help smooth the footage out, but that's normally more of a jello issue.
Mm-hmm.
Most people don't like to hear this, but 99% of the time, it's the operator, not the equipment.
All right. So it's working towards that buttery smooth
footage. And a lot of people are like, how do you do this, Paul? I did it with real estate. I would practice. I would do the same shot over and over again. I would watch the shots right after I filmed them and then do them again to do it smoother and smoother and smoother. And it took thousands of times. And that's why I have the quality I have today. So.
Awesome. Quick follow-up. Is there a way to check relatively simply if it isn't him? If it is the unit, the bird?
Is the camera shaking while it's on the ground? Is the camera shaking when it's pure in just a hover mode? Because if it's in just hover and it's in GPS and it's shaking, then it's probably the camera.
Like the solo that we had.
Like the solo.
Because it was doing that.
What a nightmare. Yes.
Well, anyways, okay.
Yeah,
old wounds. All right, moving on.
Die hard.
So this particular, yeah, right. Indeed. Clearly, this particular podcast that we're referring to here was how to apply for a drone certificate, COA, COW, to fly in restricted space. And so he's asking, is it a one application process or do you need several of them, one for every area you're flying? And this particular person says, we do real estate photography in our service area, which is about a 100-mile radius from their office, involves flying near up to, this is going to be fun, 15 to 20 different airports.
And they need a new one for every airport.
So there's no blankets at this point?
I've seen blankets in one airport, but not multiple airports. And I would say that, like, rationale would be like, oh, yeah, you just name all of those airports on one thing. That's not how the FAA works, and the form's not set up that way either.
Okay, so maybe that's a change that they'll make. You can certainly send them your comments and suggestions, mm-hmm. and if reasonably stated and enough people do so, then who knows, maybe that kind of a change would be made, because it does seem reasonable.
Yeah.
Although I understand that different airports have different variables and so forth, so maybe it's not as easy as we might think. But anyways, you're going to have to go and do that for all of those. Sorry to have to tell you that. Okay, the next one. You've passed the commercial drone Part 107 exam. Now what? That was the podcast. And we actually had a couple of people ask this one on a different podcast. One guy asked it a different way. He said, please make me feel better. I had a DUI about 8 years ago. Can I still get my 107?
Yes, he can still get his 107 if you had any drug or alcohol charge. As long as it wasn't within the last year, you will have no problems whatsoever getting your drone certificate. If it was in the last year, I would still apply if I were you, just simply because the FAA could deem that they will make you wait until it is a year, or they could deem that your gifts to society are amiable. I don't know. I mean, like,
unlikely,
but I have seen someone with a marijuana conviction. I'm not talking about anyone here at Drone U, but I'm mm-hmm. talking about someone in Colorado, who had a marijuana conviction, and there was no issue.
Cool. So firsthand experience.
Yeah. So if you actually look at the rules, it says that they may revoke or suspend your license or make you wait up to a year. But the maximum that's going to happen if you do have a DUI or a marijuana conviction is up to a year from that point that you were convicted. Remember, this is a conviction, not an indictment or not
an arrest.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. So. Very good. So there you go. Go right on ahead and get your 107. All right. This one.
And be responsible.
Yeah, obviously.
That's
yeah.
without being said, but I'm just going to say that because some other internet trolls would be like, why don't you tell them to be responsible?
It's like, okay,
Rachel.
And and they would be right. We should make sure that we are clear about that. And yes. I think people know that. Even the people that have had these issues, they might be the most clear of it, of any of us. So this next podcast question was in reference to starting a drone business with $2,500. And so interesting link. Maybe I didn't even need to mention that. But what do y'all think about using a lens hood on the P4?
Still think it's, you know, valuable. But if you get the right ND filter, it acts as both.
Okay. Awesome. Moving on, real estate videography with your drone and Osmo was the podcast, and he says, or she, what is the best iPhone to control the Osmo? Do you know?
The best phone to control the Osmo?
It says the best iPhone, but yeah, I suppose you could just say the best phone.
I wouldn't really know because I only use my 6S.
So probably the best is whichever one you use. I mean, you're not going to go buy a new phone just to use your Osmo, right?
I'm sure you could get like a better screen to use your Osmo, but... Yeah.
But to our knowledge, there's not necessarily...
I'm not really sure there's a best one. I'm not sure that there is a best one. And maybe there is because you have a bigger screen. If I remember correctly, the bigger iPhone doesn't actually fit on the Osmo holder itself. So I use the 6S. I always have. It's a good size for me. I got small hands, so that has nothing to do with my shoe size. But, you know, it's a good size phone.
Moving right along. How to make money with stock footage was the podcast, and there are actually a few questions, and they're all kind of related. So the bottom line is, do we need a license? Do we need a 107 to be able to sell our footage on something like videoblocks.com?
Yes, you do.
Absolutely. That one's pretty
clear.
You
need, and this is actually a test question, you need, if you trade your footage, you need a 107. If you use your footage to advertise your company, there's a guy here in town who I really like as a person, but he doesn't agree with me here, and I'm not going to say anything to the FAA, but I'm sure someone could down the line, who's using their drone to augment and show other people about their business. So, for example, this person does solar installations, and he takes pictures with his Phantom 3 or 4 and then posts them on Facebook. That is, in the eyes of the FAA, a commercial intent, and they do mention it in their 624-page document that probably none of you have read. And that's okay because I wouldn't want to bore myself either. But I read the whole thing because I came out with a study guide before the FAA and before every government agency as well. So anyway, sorry. I just have to throw that out there.
Anyways, we're done, Paul, because my computer died.
Oh, so nice.
We will do another one of these very, very soon because we do have a lot of these questions to get to. And I think it's kind of fun because we get to hit a lot of questions in one episode and hopefully get a lot of people.
There was one more question here. What are the benefits over a Mac to a Lenovo computer? And the answer is my battery lasts for 2 days.
Fine.
Oh, for those of you who are watching on YouTube, where he's using a Lenovo computer, and I totally made all that up.
With a dead battery.
Anyway. No, really, I charged this thing 2 days ago, and I'm on, I still have 2 hours of battery life remaining. My old MacBook was not like that, but this one is, which is
all right.
Really,
well, I'm
cool.
Gonna go buy me one of those then.
Okay, we'll go buy one. All right, guys, that's gonna do it for us today. If you have questions, go to askdroneu.com. There is no such thing as a stupid question. And if you have a question, chances are someone else is thinking it as well. So will you take the initiative to ask that question on Ask Drone U? It's the same thing as, do you take the initiative to make cold calls to get more business for your company? If you can't take the initiative to ask a question, what can you take the initiative on? That's my question. That's the bombshell we're leaving you on today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
This is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.